Hello, Liam Horan here from Slinuach Careers. We're a career training company based all over Ireland. You can learn more about us on slinuachcareers.com. Today I want to talk about a scenario we encounter quite a bit when working with clients, and that is school teachers going for jobs in their own school. Now this might be a teacher stepping up to principal, or a deputy principal stepping up to principal, or an acting deputy stepping up to deputy, if you know what I mean, or an acting principal hoping to take over as principal. So in this scenario, people in those positions have applied to go for the job within their own school. And this can be a very tricky situation for people. There are a number of nuances you need to be aware of, first of all, and secondly, you need to avoid the pitfalls inherent in them. For example, I suppose there are three things I would say to somebody who's in that position. Number one, you've got to tell them what you have done within the school, or they won't know. Number two, you've got to do more than the previous principal did, no matter how good that principal was. You've got to have ideas, you've got to have thoughts about how you're going to develop and improve the school. This should not be just a keep it going patsy kind of a job, okay? And number three, even though you may know some of the panel and they know you very well from your involvement in the school, you've still got to claim the right to do yourself justice in the interview. Remember, external candidates will, so you've got to also claim that right. So to go through all three of those in a bit more detail. Number one, you've got to tell them what you've done in the school or they won't know. Now, you might ask the question, why would people not bother telling them what you've done in the school? Well, sometimes candidates feel that, well, they know this, don't they? They know I've been involved in the school musical. They know I've done the timetabling. They know I've trained the rugby team in the school. Well, in reality, you should treat the interview as if they haven't, as if they don't know that. Because the interview is its own micro-environment. Don't presume that everybody at the panel knows it. Even if you know they know it, reiterate it in the interview anyway. Treat the interview as a standalone piece of work by you to support your candidature, okay? It's very easy to let a kind of a certain knowing feeling descend upon the interview on the basis of, well, it's in my application form, and if they've done any research at all into the school or if they're familiar with the school, they'll know that I've done what I have done. Absolutely not. If you want them to know, tell them. Number two, do more than the previous principal. I've worked with clients who have gone into jobs where the previous principal was an outstanding success and was stepping down after multiple years in the position, much to the great disappointment of everybody involved, be it parents, be it the candidate themselves indeed. And it can be a very difficult position then, because you've got to show you've got ideas for the future, but you know you must acknowledge the great work done in the past. But the first part of that is important. You've got to show ideas for the future. When the last principal was appointed, they took the job on as well. They developed what could be achieved. You've got to show similar potential. So yes, you doff the cap to the previous principal and you say the areas you supported in, but you must look to the future as well. You must have ideas for improving, be it the building infrastructure, for improving use of technology perhaps, for better links with the local community, for better continuous professional development by the teaching staff, for better parental involvement, whatever it might be. You have to have a number of ideas to show that you're not just going to hold the baby, because the last principal didn't achieve their fame, so to speak, by just holding the baby. So you've got to draw a clear line in the sand without in any way running down the last principal, because evolution demands that you do new things anyway. What kept it going last year won't keep it going this year. So you must have your own ideas. Put a bit of daylight between you and the past principal in that regard so that they can look to you as the next possible big thing in this school. And number three, finally, claim the right to do yourself justice in interview. The internal interview where you're going for a job in a place where you already work can be very tricky, particularly as I touched on earlier, if you know people in the panel. You might feel a little bit self-conscious that, well, I know these people, I'll be meeting them next week, I'll be meeting them tomorrow perhaps, they're in my community or they're in my school. How can I go in there and perform, so to speak? You must do that. The external candidates will do that. So you've got to go in there and say, for this crowded hour, I'm going to give this my best shot. I'm going to talk myself up. Most people can talk themselves up without crossing the line that separates confidence from arrogance. Don't be afraid to talk yourself up. Claim your successes. Let them know that what you have done has brought, has made a very solid contribution to the school. The next candidate in won't talk it up, talk you up for you. You've got to do that. It's the environment for it. The interview panel will tolerate it. They're not going to slag you off down the street next week about it. It's a professional environment, and you've got to rise to that level. The temptation sometimes in the internal interview is to kind of downplay it and, oh God, I couldn't say that in front of these people. Absolutely, now's your time. Okay? So just recap again in teacher interviews. Tell them what you have done, or they won't know within the school. Offer more than the previous principal. Offer the next wave of evolution and development for the school. And three, claim the right to do yourself justice in interview. If you'd like professional help, check out our website, sleenuaccareers.com. As I said, we have offices around Ireland. We have quite a lot of experience and expertise in preparing teachers, deputy principals, and all of that for jobs, for promotions within their own schools and indeed in other schools as well. So give us a call and see what we can do for you. And best of luck in future upcoming interviews.